Second Kings, Chapter 13. In the 23rd year of Josh the son of Ahaziah king of Judah, Jehoahaz the son of Judah began to reign over Israel in Samaria, and reigned 17 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and followed the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. He departed not from there. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of Hazael king of Syria, and into the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael, all their days. And Jehoahaz besought the Lord, and the Lord hearkened unto him, for he saw the oppression of Israel, because the king of Syria oppressed them. And the Lord gave Israel a savior, so that they went out from under the hand of the Syrians, and the children of Israel dwelt in their tents, as before. Nevertheless they departed not from the sins of the house of Jeroboam, who made Israel sin, but walked in them, and there remained the idol poles also in Samaria. Neither did he leave of the people to Jehoahaz but 50 horsemen, and 10 chariots, and 10,000 footmen, for the king of Syria had destroyed them, and had made them like the dust of threshing. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoahaz, and all that he did, and his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Jehoahaz slept with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria, and Josh his son reigned in his stead. In the 37th year of Josh king of Judah began Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz to reign over Israel in Samaria, and he reigned 16 years. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, he departed not from all the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, but he walked in them. And the rest of the acts of Josh, and all that he did, and his might with which he fought against Amaziah king of Judah, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? And Josh slept with his fathers, and Jeroboam sat upon his throne, and Josh was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had fallen sick of his sickness of which he died. And Josh the king of Israel came down unto him, and wept over his face, and said, O my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, Take bow and arrows. And he took unto him bow and arrows. And he said to the king of Israel, Put your hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it, and Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, Open a window eastward. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, Shoot. And he shot. And he said, The arrow of the Lord's deliverance, and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for you shall smite the Syrians in Aphek, till you have consumed them. And he said, Take the arrows. And he took them. And he said unto the king of Israel, Strike the ground. And he struck 3 times, and stopped. And the man of God was angry with him, and said, You should have struck 5 or 6 times, then you would have struck down Syria till you had consumed it, whereas now you shall strike down Syria but 3 times. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land in the spring of the year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, that, behold, they saw a band of men, and they cast the man into the sepulchre of Elisha. And when the man was let down, and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived, and stood up on his feet. But Hazael king of Syria oppressed Israel all the days of Jehoahaz. And the Lord was gracious unto them, and had compassion on them, and had respect unto them, because of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and would not destroy them, neither cast he them from his presence as yet. So Hazael king of Syria died, and Ben-Hadad his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoash the son of Jehoahaz took again out of the hand of Ben-Hadad the son of Hazael the cities, which he had taken out of the hand of Jehoahaz his father by war. 3 times did Josh beat him, and recovered the cities of Israel.